whose weekend is this weekend? And so we're hanging out at Mama Vicky's. Smells good in here. Georgia Baldwin is, for now, the Fort Gratiot Township Supervisor. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Still the supervisor.
Through
today.
Today. Yes, yes. I will, actually, I'll probably take the oath with St. Clair County today, and
okay.
Fort Gratiot Township will officially accept my resignation on Wednesday, July 3rd.
All right.
At their board meeting.
So then the clock starts ticking. They're going to have to find somebody to replace you as the Township Supervisor.
They will.
But let's not dwell on that, because you're still the supervisor for now. And this is an event that you've really kind of grown over the last few years, you and your team at the Township.
But Christy Jones, specifically, yes. This event, I had just gotten elected in 2012. And January, February 2013, Bruce Brown comes into my office and says, "We have an event. We think it would really be amazing if someone kind of coordinated it a little more."
He just wanted it off his desk,
didn't
he?
I feel like maybe. The natural progression was coming north, right? And so... And that's okay. No one, Port Huron didn't drive it out. Fort Gratiot didn't steal it. We followed the cars and then had a decision to make. Do we want to embrace it? Do we want to try and make it something bigger? Or do we just continue to let it happen? The fire department and sheriff's office stages, and, you know, there are kind of hours that are just understood by everybody. Or is it something that can really be grown into a weekend-long event? And so from the outset, the goal was to grow it. So we are now in our second year of the carnival piece. That we tried to figure out how to do that for years, and then had the opportunity last year to test it out. And so Moran was so gracious to, you know, effectively shut down their business for a week and let the carnival take over the parking lot. And so this year we were also really excited to team up with Beth Isola and Birchwood Mall to be able to expand the carnival, and then the parking aspect so that you can park on the same site. And so it worked very well at Moran, but you didn't have close enough parking. You were having to cross a road.
Right.
And quite honestly, I didn't realize that there aren't four crosswalks at 24th and Kewadin. When they redid those, not all four sides.
Yeah.
What crazy is that? So I think we have...
Somebody should talk to the supervisor about that.
Right. You should call that person next week. So I... but no, we do need to circle back to the road commission and to MDOT, though, on that one. That was a little crazy. But... having it over in the mall parking lot allowed for the carnival company to bring in more rides and some larger rides.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really exciting. It really looks cool on that corner.
It does look cool.
It's pretty neat to come in and see. So I'm anxious to see all the pictures that people get. Mm-hmm. So please send us your pictures, email them, you know, post them on Facebook, use the hashtag Blue Water Cruise Weekend, or feeling fine in the 059. We have lots of hashtags.
Lots of catchphrases.
Support your fort. We love them all. So... but yeah, that it really has, and then the Keith Peterson Memorial Car Show,
and that so that'll also be on the north side of the parking lot, but more east.
Okay. Toward the lake. Yep.
Okay.
So if you're looking at the carnival, look toward the lake. You'll see the car.
How cool is that? You can do both. I mean, you can go to the mall, park your car, and you can check out all the cars. You can ride the rides. And...
Right. Yes. Oh no, it's I think it's going to be a great fit altogether, and maybe it might bring attention to the other, right? I mean, we've all talked about how things aren't competition. If people are drawn into the carnival and they see, oh, I've never been up to this car show, or people at the car show are like, I'm not really sure I'm a carnival person, then they see how well run it is and how clean it is, and go, oh, maybe I'll check out that carnival. So
more stuff to do.
I think so. The more variety we have, the better.
The fireworks tomorrow night.
Fireworks are tomorrow night at dusk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about 10-ish. I mean, it's hard to say, but... about 10 o'clock, I have noticed that the viewing is probably best Meijer, Walmart, in that stretch. So we do have to shut off the park to anybody you know, going to the park, because that's where the fireworks are set. But probably about between noon and 2 tomorrow.
Right. I would think the top of the Ferris wheel would be a great place to see.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
You can just time it just
right. You know, we might work out how to, like, sell a ticket, do a raffle, that they'll stop it. Like a prize thing. So if you get the magic ticket, like a Willy Wonka, and they're going to stop the Ferris wheel at the very top from 10 to 10:15. That would be fun.
Work on that for next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody will.
So cruise night tonight, and I saw people have already got their chairs set up along Pine Grove to watch the cars.
Isn't it fun to drive through on the morning of?
It really is. Yeah. It really is. And just the way the excitement builds through the day. So like last night, people were starting to set up chairs. They're starting this morning. By lunchtime, you're going to see a ton of chairs out there, and nobody's working till 5 today. I'm sorry. Everybody is going to be out early watching and driving, and it's just going to be a good time.
It is. It's going to be a great, great weekend in the fort, for sure.
Absolutely. Lots of other stuff coming up this summer as well. Here in the fort, this is the place to be, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Georgia, thanks for being here early. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Paul.
And have fun. Do you have a favorite car, by the way? A favorite classic car? Like, is there one that you, like, if you could drive or ride in one tonight, what would it be?
Sure. I don't know. As long as it's a convertible.
There you go.
Really, I like the outside piece.
A Mustang convertible.
You know, my kid's a big car guy, right? Yeah. Beck is. And he's now transferred from classic cars to supercars.
Oh, wow.
So he's constantly trying to ask. We took him to a Bugatti dealer just so he could see these cars, right? Mom, when I'm famous someday, what kind of car? What's your dream car? Like, it's a Jeep Wrangler. That's all I have, Beck. I can't. I think it crushes his soul a little bit every time I don't pick a supercar or a classic car. But if you asked him, he'd be able to list off. So I listen to him a little more. So
dream big.
Maybe by next year I'll have a car name.
Dream big. Yeah. Good stuff. Georgia, thanks for being here.